Smile Breakfast. Smile Breakfast.
Dr. Caroline Hilton's on the line. Good morning, Doc. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. Hi, Bobby. Hi, Lindy.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks for making the time this morning. So just to confirm, because I know some people have this question, those who are COVID-19 positive, can they donate blood?
Yes, they can. But one of the reasons I'm speaking to you today is that we're trying to recruit people who've had COVID-19 disease and who have recovered to donate something called plasma, which is part of the blood. This is a slightly different blood donation procedure than normal in that it takes place at our headquarter clinic in Pineland, and needles inserted into the arm and you connect it up to a machine that actually removes specifically your plasma. And just to explain, plasma is a part of the blood that contains antibodies. So people who've had COVID-19 have antibodies towards the disease, and we want to take these antibodies and give them to patients in a trial to see if this will help their treatment.
Have you had many donations from people who are either COVID-19 currently or have recovered?
Yes, so we do have quite a few people who are donating plasma at the moment for the trial. We've probably got about 14 people who are in the process and donating frequently. And then the trial that is going to be taking place in South Africa is starting in early August. So we're just collecting stocks for that trial. And just to explain, people eligible to participate to be plasma donors would have to have recovered from COVID for at least a month. So once you're 28 days following full recovery, then you may be eligible to be a plasma donor.
Wow, this trial sounds really promising.
Yes, totally. So there have been quite a lot of international studies specifically on what we call convalescent plasma, which is giving antibodies from one donor to a patient. And the results have been variable, but look to be hopeful. So we are doing a trial in South Africa to see if it's going to help our population. But at this point, it's still what's called an investigational medicinal product. So we've got to see if it works first before it can be rolled out on a wider scale.
Okay.
And Doc, lastly, how many plasma donations do you need before you can start the trial next month?
Well, we're hoping to have as many as possible, but the number of patients included in the study will be about 600. So we're looking, what we can do is one plasma donation can be divided into different parts. So we're looking for a total of about 200 plasma donations. Mm. And then just also to mention, we have what's called study inclusion criteria, which means in order to take part in the trial currently, you would need to be way over 55 kilograms, also to have recovered, as I said, from COVID-19 for at least a month. And then one specific thing is we are collecting plasma from male donors or women who have never been pregnant. And the reason for this is that the antibody profile of these people is slightly different, and it's safer for a patient to receive plasma from these people. So, yeah, we just encourage anyone who's interested in participating to be a plasma donor to please register on the South African National Blood Service website, which is sandus.org.za. There's a registry there, and then you can put your details down, and the study coordinators will contact you.
Smile with light. The rest of my life gonna start today. Meet Bobby and Lindy.